This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samuel Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
All right, it's very important to understand the season that we have stepped into in this month of the new millennium. We have stepped into a season of learning and growth in the things of the Spirit beyond what we have ever seen before. The Lord said to me that I should announce, surely to those of us who've been here for a while and who we had all been joining together and growing together, that the curtains have been parted, that we may see, observe, learn, and do things from a very different perspective, especially as regards to spiritual reality. There is a strong desire that the Lord has to teach us things from angelic perspective. And it is important that we are open to the learning that in the season we have come into now, it's a season of learning and of growing in the light. So the topic for today is journeying into the light, journeying into the light. So many of us will come to a place where we've read our scriptures at least in a year, we read it twice, Genesis to Revelation, some of us four times. I know the Elder Fellowship have done Bible reading, I know Newmark Cathedral has. I know PSSBC has. So we have our Bible readings. And the scriptures made it clear that the entrance of the word of God bringeth forth light. You see, the word light here is illumination. It is the opening of the eyes. It is discernment. It is to come to a place of knowledge, to come to know, to come into edo and understanding. So not only would we have light, we will also have understanding of what the light is bringing into our consciousness. And so we've read the scriptures. Many of us have been praying in the Spirit. We also know the advantage of this, that praying in the Spirit quickens our mortal bodies, which then means that if you combine light and sound, the light and sound, if you combine the two together, it prepares you for an atmospheric shift so that you can dominate the light and sound of your immediate human environment. You can dominate it. The environment produces its own light and its own sounds. If you move into a church, it has its own sound and its own light. You move into a hall, it has its own sound and its own light. But you have now mastered the lights and sounds of the Spirit, preparing you for a third, for ascension. That when you get into a supernatural atmosphere, into the camp of God, when you step into Mahanaim, you would not be a stranger in the land. You will not be a stranger. You will not be one of those who would jack out of open visions and they will say, I'm scared. Or they will say, I noticed my body, I was coming out of my body. I said, no, you will not be one of those. You would allow yourself the opportunity to float with the word of God and to go with the light into ascension. There is a lot to learn. There is a lot to learn. If you look at the scriptures, there are things that men can teach, and there are things that angels can teach. Bezalel and Oholiab, they were slaves in Egypt who learned their craft under a slave master. They were slaves, but they were in Egypt. All the slaves, by default, learned skills. Not because Pharaoh wanted them to become skilled workers, but because they had to be allocated to their bosses. And when they are allocated to their bosses will then do stuff that they can then watch and learn from. But you will see that when they got into the wilderness, God said, I have separated, set aside Bezalel and Oholiab. I have given them insight. I have given them knowledge. I have given them light as to what they will construct for me, because they are going to construct something they've never done before. They are going to innovate something from heaven. You see, a sight that God showed Moses from heaven. God showed Moses, this is the dimension, this is this. And then human beings would have to forge it. We saw that for the first time. God separating men and saying, you are going to forge from heaven what I have shown you. The season we have come into is a season of great advantage to those who are very wise, who will deliberately position themselves to learn. I'm asking you not to miss out of it. I'm asking you, this month especially, the season we have stepped into, and it's not one person, it's all of us that came into it. But you know how it is when you go to like a church and somebody will say, I've been in this church for 20 years. And another person will say, I've been in this church for 20 years. And you will see the growth of the two of them. It will be like one is growing to become a giant and the other one is growing downward. There are people who find themselves growing downward. I went to a fish farm and I was talking to the owner of the fish farm. When did you stock this fish? He said, 3 months ago. Have you been feeding all of them the same thing? He said, yes. I said, how come some of them have become so big and some of them remained scrawny? He laughed and he said, oh, the small ones, the big ones will eat them. He said, it is the law of nature that if you feed 20 things the same diet, not all of them would grow at the same pace. And I saw how much this relates to the things of God. How people can be in the light, and some of them could be so blind to it, they can't even recognize they are in the light. From their language, from the way they carry themselves, from their thinking, you will think they don't even know God. When they begin to tell you they've been Christians for 20 years, for 30 years, you'll be wondering which Christian, which version of Christian, which church. Who is your pastor? Why? They will say they never meet a church service, but they didn't learn anything. Just Christ said some people are dull of hearing. He said some people have that. He said, I have taught you. He said, how else? I've demonstrated, I have taught, I have shown by example, but you still will not understand. Do not fall into the category of those who cannot journey into the light. The curtains have been parted. I've been receiving messages for the past 5 days from several people in the fellowship of the kind of atmosphere they now operate in, the kind of visions they are seeing, the instructions they are receiving, and more people are stepping into it. 2 days ago, 3 days ago, Friday, 1 a.m., some people stepped into it. Tonight, 2 a.m., some people will step into it. Today, Sunday night, 2 a.m., or Monday morning, that's Nigerian time, some people will step into it. And people are stepping into it not only when they are sleeping, people are stepping into it in the physical. People are stepping into Mahanaim. They are coming into an atmosphere that was different from the atmosphere they were coming from. They were coming into an atmosphere where there is clarity. People are making decisions, bold decisions, that are giving them great surge into the future. When MOG wrote on the minister's group yesterday, but I mean, God, thank you for coming to our service. Of course, I was in Lagos, and they were in Delta. And I read it, and I just shook my head. Why? Because we are stepping into that dimension, that multidimensional reality of the Spirit. We are journeying with the light. You can notice that. I know a lot of people would step in, and people would be like, all I joined this, I have a problem. We have moved way beyond that. I have moved way beyond that. Way beyond it. Way beyond serving tables. My desire is to open up the knowledge of God to a generation, to bring them into a place where they can sit in Zion and display the heritage of God unhindered. Where they can sit opposite scientists, and scientists would bring their empirical formulas, and they will put this and this together, and they will say, this is what we are forming. And where a believer would stand up and demonstrate a teachable reality of the power of God that the world will see and shake in their boots. We will not be the first to journey. Others before us had journeyed, but they couldn't hand it over to a generation. They were men who journeyed alone and were able to show the church the benefits. People would go to them. They became mountains. People would go and camp around them. People would live in their estates. People would talk about these great men, the Wigglesworths, the Charles Finneys, the Adiboyes, the Oedipus, the Oyakhilomes. People will talk about them. But these are men who journeyed into Mahanaim. They were able to take a few, but a majority couldn't even understand half of what they saw or they knew. Apostle Paul said he journeyed into Mahanaim. He said he journeyed into Zion. He said he saw mysteries that he couldn't even begin to talk about, lest people begin to elevate him, because that's what will happen. People begin to say, that guy is so anointed. Oh, that sister is so anointed. And as a result of that, they will then build an altar to this man rather than become altars themselves. But the journey we are taking is a journey into the place of knowledge where every one of us would be able to walk in the fullness of the capacity of the Spirit as taught by the Lord himself. Do not miss it. Do not miss it. I've waited many years for this opportunity to come again. I was first brought into this reality about 4 or 5 years ago. But that time, the Lord said, if you go, you are going to journey alone. I told the ministers at the time, I said, I got to this place in my journey with the Lord, and I saw a mountain, and the mountain had aquifer, had water inside, and on each rock, the names of believers were written, each person to his own tap, where he would get water from. And when I got there, I was there alone. But I was journeying with people. All of us were journeying, climbing together. But I got there first. And as I wanted to drink, the angel of the Lord said to me, do not drink. If you drink, you have to move on from here. You cannot drink and wait. And if you move on from here, you will leave behind your companions. And so I waited. And I announced at the time, I said, hey, guys, we have to. We've gotten there now. Everybody's got to drink. You must make up your mind. If the things that are easily besetting you, issues that will not allow you, that when you sleep at night, instead of you to journey upward, you are doing, I never, somebody asked you, what's wrong with you? I'm thinking about the rent. I'm thinking about this matter. Those things, they will keep you here. Thinking about them does not solve them. Just Christ said, which of you can add one strand of hair to his head or a cubit to his height by worrying? So drop worry. Some of us here, we are not even supposed to be worried anymore. We've become grandparents. The Lord said to me, he said, tell the elders in age, the elders in age, who have helped, settled, they have their children, they have everything. God has blessed them. He said, ask them, why are they still worried about earthly things? They are supposed to, by now, be free to express and experience the things of God in such a way that they will be the one to be showing the younger ones the way. Ask them. Because some of us, we have solved our problems, and now we are worrying about our children. We are now worrying about grandchildren. We just keep recycling worry. But the Lord is saying, I pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Said the old shall dream dreams, not dreams of witches chasing me. They will see Zion, they will see Pisgah, they will see Paran, they will see the heavenly realities, and they will begin to tell the younger ones, hey, there is a place, there is a place, there is heaven, there is wonders, and they will begin to explain to us the things they see. But many, rather than look upward, their sights are downward. Turn your gaze upon Jesus. Turn your gaze upon Jesus. Do not miss it. Don't be told. Don't be told. Don't be told. Don't be told. It is best that you see the transfiguration experience yourself, that you experience the transfiguration yourself. Transfiguration changes you. I've talked about it last Friday too. When you enter my realm, you become transfigured. Transfiguration means every part of you, your body, your system, all the things you are worried about. Oh, they said I have this in my body. They said I have this in my body. If you are transfigured once, you will see that you are full of light. All those things will melt away. But many of us, we refuse to step into Mahanaim, to the realm where there is no sickness, where there is no pain, where there is no shame, where there is no sorrow, where there is only the mysteries of God. The curtains are parting. 2 a.m. tonight, a lot of people will journey into it. The Lord has told me. 2 a.m. tonight. Friday, 1 a.m. He said I took many on this journey. And from that day, I began to observe the messages I was getting. People writing me 2 a.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 1 a.m. And they were telling me the things they are seeing, the things they are seeing, the places they are going. And I'm like, my God. And he said, tonight, 2 a.m., another set. We are moving and journeying into realms where each person will discover the realities of the enablement of God so that you'll be able to do things differently in your work, in your life, the way you think, the way you talk, the way you solve problems. People will be wondering, what kind of esoteric thinking? What kind of mind do you have? But it's as a result of the people you are meeting with. Earlier today, but I thought I was talking about somebody that had some friends, and those friends had a particular kind of mindset, and he began to pollute his mindset. Well, when you begin to journey with angels, it will change your mindset totally. That is why when you keep company with certain people, they influence your thinking. When you sit with the wise, you become wise. When you sit with the foolish, you become foolish. When you sit with the terrestrial, you become earthly minded. When you sit with the heavenly beings, you become heavenly minded. You have to journey. You have to journey. Because I will not be one who will call people into a vehicle and not go with it. I started my journey right from the beginning of this month. I began to announce it. We are now at that point where people begin to journey. when we begin to talk about the wonders of God from a different perspective, standing on the word of God, joining with the sound of the Spirit and seeing the light. Angels are guiding, are teaching. They are willing. They are ascending and descending upon you. Pay attention. Don't be like Jacob, who didn't engage. 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 This is the season. Engage. What you know is for your own benefit. What you learn is for your own good. When somebody wrote to me Thursday, oh, there's a property. I couldn't sell it, but I'm going to I mean, about 180 million debt. I said, eh. Hey. Said yes. I said, but you had the visitation in the night. She said yes. I said, did you remember what you saw? She wrote it to me. She said, I saw that we got to a place and then they were giving us this light in our hand. And as we were holding the light, it became bright and bright and bright. I said, okay, so you received that in the night? She said yes. And you woke up in the morning complaining? She said yes. I said, I've taught you. It hurts me that sometimes you do not put to use these things naturally. You have to come back to me. I have to resaddle you. I said, I've taught you what to do. And yet you are making me explain myself again. I said, but I think I promise. Just tell me what to do now. I said, what was given to you? Light in your hand. I said, yes. But in real life, you have debts. And you have a property to sell. I said, go to the property. Lay your hand on it. You've given light in your hand. Go to the property. Drive there. Lay your hands on it. Command it to be sold for the amount you want it to be sold. Just do it. But that I told you is the problem. Because this thing you should have done naturally. You should have come to that synthesis yourself. That, hey, this is, I'm solving problem. I've been given light. That means there is grace on me, there is power on me, there is anointing on me. To, you know, that day, this lady went to that house. She touched the house. She said when she entered, she touched the gate. Then she touched the house. Then mistakenly touched four cars in the house. Four cars. Do you know? By Saturday, the house she wanted to sell for a big amount of money was sold. All the cars were sold. Everything she touched, because she understood, she was taught, and it is the divine way of doing things. God teaching us, showing you what we are capable of. There are so many experiences. I've only shared just one. I'm saying it to encourage you. We are joining into the light. All of us working with the Lord. Learning how to do things, unseating kings and crowning kings, changing the spiritual atmosphere of our environment, changing the configuration of government, saying to one, stand up from that seat, and saying to another, sit down there. And we, being the crowners, remember what they did to Jesus? They said, crown him with many crowns. He was the one seated. And the angels were the ones doing the crowning. And you have to understand. So your place as kingmaker, your place as king, as prophet, as priest, your place as a custodian of knowledge, your place as a teacher, your place as a pastor, you begin to come into the awareness of it and you begin to put into the work that which you are taught by the Spirit of God. You begin to get supernatural results. I am not telling you to do this for the results alone. The results will come. So I don't want anybody to have mindset. I just want to go and learn something so I can become rich on this side. See, thank God for blessings. Some of us are quite rich. God has blessed many of us. You will see at the end of becoming rich that being rich here does not satisfy. Can meet your needs, but that's it. Because what do you need? What do you do with money? Meet your needs, that's all. You want to go somewhere, you can do it. That's it. Makes it easy for you to do the things you want to do. After that, money has no other value. That's the truth. But what has true value is the knowledge of God. It will take you to places where you've never been. Look at the likes of Daniel. Look at John. Look at Jesus. They stood before kings and not mere men. Why? Because they journeyed with the Spirit. They journeyed. This is where I journey, right? Journey. Do not be left behind. Do not be left behind. Don't be one of those who, at the end of this season, will still be on the back, pray for me, pray for me. No, go beyond that. Go to the place where people will hold on to your cloth and they will be healed. Go to the place where you will step into somebody's house and their problem will be solved. Go to the place where you will speak and barren wombs will spring forth children. Go to the place where you will say, this company, in the next 2 years, I'm going to be your MD. And as soon as you say it, within 2 years, you are. That's where you are going. That is where you must go. The place where you are transfigured. That is where you must go. Your transfiguration is important because it gives you leverage over realms. Because once you are transfigured, you can go to any realm. It is those who are still configured in the earthly manner that cannot journey anywhere. This is the season for it. Open your spirit, open your mind. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, let this be your contemplation. When you worship, let this be your contemplation. When you want to sleep at night, pray in the spirit, lay on your bed, read the psalm, declare, Lord, I'm ready to journey with you tonight. Move with the speed of the spirit. Shift atmosphere. Change cultures. This is who you are now. This is the season for it. Don't miss it. Glory to God. As you go to your churches today, I declare it. You are the light. And all those who encounter you experience and encounter the light of God. I declare that heaven is speaking over you loud and clear, and the word you are hearing are faithful and they are true. I declare it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Your eyes are open. You eat with angels, you talk with them, you walk with them. You do things that are so supernatural, they are beyond your human capacity. You come into the fullness of God, and you begin to command everything in your atmosphere. Thank you, Father, for this is true and faithful. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let somebody shout, Glory!
Glory!
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teachings. God bless you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.